This is Senior Radio Buffalo on News Radio 930 WBEN. I'm your host, Joe Chile. SeniorRadioBuffalo.com. That's our website. And if you would like to check that out, you can do so. We have our community calendar on there. And we also would invite you to send any comments with regard to the show at SeniorRadioBuffalo.com. Welcome to the new year, and we hope that it's a good one for you. This morning, our guests on Senior Radio Buffalo, Christian Surday and Toby Laping, and we're talking about Laping, Surday & Associates, and we're talking about geriatric care and geriatric care management as we get into the new year right now, and something talking about a kind of a senior care connection. Let's welcome you both to the show. Thank you very much for joining us and starting the new year with us here. Let's talk a little bit about the history and the reason for the formation. What kind of brought you to putting this whole group together?
Why don't I begin by talking about the history of the firm,
okay, great.
Which was thought about in the early 1980s. A friend of mine, Margaret Sayers, who's a nurse practitioner, and I, in my role as social work, were working together at a local nursing home. I was in charge of social work and admissions, and Margaret served as one of the physician team members caring for the residents in the facility. All of my friends at that time had parents who were getting ill or relatives who needed some assistance. And back in the 1980s, how to deal with the long-term care system was simply unknown. People would call me and say, what do I do with my father? He's sick and no doctor seems to know what to do with him. Or, how do I deal with mom? She seems confused. Do I take her to a doctor? What am I supposed to do? And I got enough of these calls that it seemed clear that Margaret and I had a knowledge base that the community needed, that we could add some real value and some real help to people who were trying to figure out what to do with aging relatives. So after giving this some serious thought over dining room tables and a number of meetings, we decided to form a firm called Laping Sayers. We worked together for some years, and slowly, as anyone who has ever started a business knows, the business grew slowly, but it was a steady growth. And it was very clear that we were meeting a need that the community had. People were flocking to us for information about what the long-term care system was. How do you get into a nursing home? Why do you need a nursing home? Who does not need a nursing home but can be cared for in other places? And how do you pay for it all? All those basic questions that people had. A few years later, we decided to close the firm because I was offered a teaching position at the University of Buffalo, and Margaret wanted to go back to clinical work. But it was obvious that the firm didn't close. I sat in my office at the university and answered phone calls from people who wanted to know how they were supposed to deal with the long-term care system, how they deal with parents who are having trouble. And I finally decided, my husband probably decided for me, that I couldn't do two full-time jobs at once. So I left the university, reopened the firm as Toby Laping Associates, and it was clear that I needed some help because, again, the numbers of people calling desperate for quick responses were growing. Kristen had been an intern under Margaret and me, and then she went back to school and got her master's degree in social work. So I called Kristen, who was about to graduate from the university, and I with her master's degree, and I said, I need help. Come work for me. So she came to work for me, and the rest is history.
Well, I think that it's an impressive story, and I think that the thing that is a kind of a marvel to me is the fact that, during this time, you chose to be an educator of a different sort. You were going to go to teaching. Mm-hmm. And then the teaching, I'm sure was a passion for you or something you definitely wanted to try. But the need was there for you to educate these individuals in the community. So, and I have to believe that if you started in around 1982, that there has been multitudes of changes in that amount of time. So there's never seems to be a time that you're that you can sit back on your laurels and feel comfortable, right? That you know, and I'm looking at this, Kristen's looking at me and shaking her head. Yes. Well, go ahead, Kristen. I mean, don't you feel that to be the case as well?
Well, yeah, you do have to keep up on the changes that are happening, and that takes a chunk of time that is a benefit then to all the clients that you're dealing with, whether it's checking Department of Health websites, contacts that you've built up over the years. To just stay as much on top of the changes as you possibly can.
All right. So, in the event that someone, it's going to start with a phone call. That's how that this whole procedure is going to begin. But in the event that people come to you, and now they get the phone call, then they set up for a meeting with you. And once they set up for the meeting with you, that's when the you know your consultation and the fee and everything begins. But when they do this, do you have specific resources or places that you can send them for different needs? Because I'm sure when you start talking about any kind of geriatric or elder care management, there's a lot of different areas that are going to be touched by this. So the resources that you work with either within your company or resources that you can send outside of your company to help them.
Well, we act as consultants, a referral source. So we're not the direct provider of any of these services.
Okay.
So that allows us to stay objective and giving honest advice to our clients because we have no ties, no financial gain from any providers out there in the community. So that's important to us as well. So, yes, I mean, it can be home care agencies, it can be facilities, senior housing, benefits, pulling together those contacts because we're not one-stop shopping.
Okay.
It's a team that works together. So it could be the person's doctors, accountants, financial planners, lawyers, pulling all those pieces together, or if they don't have them, making referrals to some of those professionals.
All right. This morning on Senior Radio Buffalo, we're talking to Tony Laping and Christian Surday, and they're from Laping Surday Associates, and we're talking about elder care management, geriatric care management. Our website, seniorradiobuffalo.com, on News Radio 930 WBEN. Okay, I'm sitting home listening this morning, and we're talking about all this. And one of the important things that I think, Toby, you made earlier was the fact that people were contacting you in emergency situations, right? Here's people all of a sudden, oh, my God, what do I do?
Correct.
So really, the goal is to get them thinking about this early, correct, before they're in that kind of situation. So what are we talking about here? If you've got parents that are in their 70s or whatever, when should you start thinking about this as providers, as people that are going to be helping them out?
Sooner is better than later, and actually this applies to all of us. One of the issues that every family needs to address, for example, are advance directives. What is it that you want to have happen if you are in a position where you can't speak for yourself? But the fact is that this is not just a senior issue. This is an issue that every one of us needs to address, regardless of age, because all of those heaven forbid situations, automobile accidents happen, motorcycle accidents happen. What do you want to have happen if you can't speak for yourself? A way to begin the conversation.
All right. If this is it's a fluid situation too, right? Because I mean, in the event that somebody is coming to you and the disease or affliction that they have is progressive, they're going to have to be in the mindset that they may have to change, right? This may not be the final word. This may be something of an ongoing discussion.
That is correct. And time creates changes. And these are issues that need to be addressed periodically, but they need to be addressed.
All right.
The conversation has to begin.
Yeah, because, I think that, when you were talking about initially starting the group, we're talking about, we have to start thinking about nursing homes. And then people start thinking, they get this idea in their mind of what a nursing home is. But there's so many different ideas. There may be assisted living, right? There may be all different senior living, assisted living, all different kinds of. And do you help them differentiate these things? Because it's alphabet soup. I mean, when you look at this thing, I can look at this. I have a father, thank God. He's 90 years old, and he's living at home, and he's in relatively good health. But, the very thought of all of it is mind-boggling. And sometimes it puts you in a position where it can be so frightening it disables you. You know what I mean? I mean, as far as a provider, right?
Back in the early 1980s, we used to talk about SNFs, skilled nursing facilities, but people who didn't know the language had no idea what a SNF was all about. There's an old Mark Twain line that every profession is a conspiracy against the public, and every profession has its own language that we know that others don't know. We talk about ELPs. We talk about SNFs. We talk about ACFs. You're right. It's alphabet soup. And sifting through that is part of the skill that Kristen and the firm brings to any conversation.
All right. This is it. You know, I'm sure we're going to continue some of this next week. I have to ask you about terms. I think my father referred to me as an ASS. I'm not exactly sure what that term is, but I'm sure I've been referred to that numerous times. All right. Let's have a phone number, please, so that people can contact you. This is the first step.
Our office number is 884-3277.
Okay. Once again.
And that's available 24/7, which is nice for families to know. 884-3277.
And what about a website? Your website is very good. I think that people would have an opportunity to look at that and kind of generate some ideas too. Your website address?
Yeah, definitely. I like people to have access to what's really public information on there. And the website is WNY for Western New York, caremanager.com.
WNYCareManager.com. All right. Kristen Serday and also Toby Leiping, thank you for joining us this morning. We'll continue our discussion next week, and we'd like to talk about some of the levels of care and things of that as we discuss this next week. It's Senior Radio Buffalo on News Radio 930 WBEN.